Welcome back to the offices of Tip Top Trading, where there's a bit of confusion. Anna?
Yes?
I think Tom's got the wrong end of the stick.
But I didn't give him a stick.
No. I think there's been a misunderstanding. When you said your answer was yes, he thought you meant yes, I'll marry you.
Oh, no. I meant yes to the promotion. Gosh, I've got to sort this out. Tom, hold on, please.
We can't hang about, Anna. Let's fix a date. Invite everyone. Even Paul.
No, we can't.
You're right, not Paul. He just talks about biscuits all the time.
No, I mean, no, we can't get married. I meant yes to the promotion. I can't marry you.
What? So when you said yes, you meant no?
Yes.
I see. Right, that's it. Anna, I've made it very clear what I think about you, and you just throw it back in my face. I've had enough. Enough of you. Enough of this company. I quit.
Anna, I think he's upset. He's having a tantrum.
A tantrum? Is that serious?
Not really. Maybe you need to calm him down and make him change his mind. Tell him not to be too hasty. Don't rush into a decision. And say, we can work this out. You can, can't you?
I think I can. Tom, please, don't be too hasty. Let's talk about this. We can work something out. Just don't rush into making a decision, please. You're my best, my only sales executive.
Sorry, Anna. I'm a free spirit. I must go where the wind takes me. You've had your chance, and now it's mine. I'm off.
Wow, I've never seen Tom be such a man. Will this be the last time we ever see him? Here are some of the phrases Anna used to try and get Tom not to leave.
Don't be too hasty. Don't rush into making a decision. We can work this out.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to take my special mug. Bye.